Okay, so a Chamishi of Shmini is sort of the aftermath, the continued aftermath of the death of Nadav and Avihu, and features this remarkable discussion between Moshe, Elazar, and Itamar, again referred to as the Banav Hanosarim, which we spoke about yesterday, and Aaron, V'achalti Chatas Hayom, Ayitav Me'eshem, the three Seirim, which were Chataos on that day, of course the Seir of Nachshon, which is Kadshei Shah, and would have to be eaten, Kadshei Kadashim, and the Seir, that was of the Am. Remember, that was the Chatas of the Am. And the Ramban pointed out, it connects back to Mechiras Yosef, Vayit Beluas Akutonas Badam, Vayishchatu Seir Izim. Then we have what we call Kadshei Doros, right? The Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh, Tomas Mikdash V'Kadshav. So, Lo Achalti V'Oni Mimenu, we know that there's an Issa Daraisa of Achilas Kadshim Baninus. That was waived when it came to Kadshei Shah. But aim the chalahakel b'kadshei doros. That's the substance of Aaron's response to Moshe. And famously, vayishma Moshe vayitav beinav, Rashi says, right, hote v'lo bosh lomar, lo shamati, right? Moshe acknowledged that perhaps he had been premature here. What I'd like to focus in is on the phrase that Aaron uses, vayidaber Aaron Moshe, hein ayom, hikrivu eschatasam v'esolosam, esolosam, excuse me, lifnei Hashem, vatikrena usi ko'ele, Ve'achalti chatas hayom hayitav b'nei Hashem. Is that really what Hashem would have wanted for me to eat the kadshei doros, the seir Rosh Chodesh? Rather, it needed to have been burned. So ko'ela, Rashi says, afilu lo ayu meisim banai alashar krovim shenichayav lios onin aleim ko'elu kigon kalamurim parshas kohanim shakoin mitami lahem. Right, the kohen gadol obviously isn't mitami, but he would be in the state of aninos, whether it was his wife or parents. Right, siblings, so obviously children is the most visceral form of loss, you know, again, vayima'en lihisnachem, ki'erid al b'ni avel sha'ola, so ka'ela, even if it wasn't as dramatic, but it was the same halacha category of mayaninos, I wouldn't be allowed to eat lo achalti ve'oni mimenu when it comes to kadshei doros. Kadshei shah is an exception. But Targum Unklos has a completely different understanding of the term ka'ela. Malil Aroni Moshe, Hayomadein, Krivu Yas Chataason Vyas Alason, Kadam Hashem, V'Ara Yasi Akan Ki'ilain. Vatikrena Osi Ka'ela is Akan means Saros. Vatikrena Osi Ka'ela, and there is Saros Ka'ela, not Ka'ela, that's something like my sons, but it's an oblique reference according to Targum Unklos of Vatikrena Osi Ka'ela. Right, that not Befem Malay, but Aaron is, of course, being Merames to the death of his two sons. Right, Akan Ka'ilin. And here I think we see sort of an extension of the Gedula of Aaron back from Vayidom Aaron. So Aaron, you know, previously just, you know, said nothing, and he was Matzdik Esadin, and again, you know, what one could imagine the internal primal scream of a twice bereaved father on what have been the most important day of Aaron's life. Which should have been the day that, you know, unlike any other, a Yom Shanatal Eser, you know, Ksarim, and this is, you know, like so far, you know, beyond, you know, anything that could be imaginable in terms of, you know, making that day harder. So it's Vayidom Aaron. But here, when he's compelled to respond, so Aaron responds with incredible dignity, right? He doesn't, you know, lash out, vatikrena osi ka'ela, he's merely merames, right, v'ara yasi akan ka'ilain, right, as Targum Unklos says, doesn't say, and look, you know, my two sons, you know, are dead, and they were right here, but there's a very dignified way of, you know, making a reference to why he didn't do it, because he was bitoras in onein, lo achalti ve'oni mimenu, and these aren't kachei shah, these are kachei doros. But this, is, I think, has to be understood. Vatikreno si ko'ela, not befe male, but communicating his message, you know, in a very, you know, dignified way, even, you know, mitoch, you know, omek tsaraso, to be able to say, vatikreno si ko'ela, that, you know, tsaros of this sort, you know, I've endured, and that's why I, you know, I didn't eat it. And then that would, I think, engender, potentially, a completely new pshat in the next pasuk, Vayishma Moshe, when Moshe heard Aaron's words, Vayitav Be'enav, not just in terms of the halachic conclusion, not just in terms of Moshe acknowledging that he had been premature, but Vayishma Moshe, Vayitav Be'enav, that Moshe heard the way that Aaron was formulating his loss, again, you know, in the most dignified and noble way possible, Vatikreno si ko'ela, right, the oblique reference of Ara Yasi Akan Ki'ilin, right? And Vayitav Be'enav, he could appreciate how much gevura, how much inner strength it must have taken to, you know, formulate things, not in as direct way, but a in an oblique kind of a way.